Moses came down from the hill, holding the rules in his hand. Looked all around, suddenly found no one was listening. Now it's time to throw down, so throw down. Throw down. Well, throw down. Throw down.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Near Fall Radio here on the Butt Munch Chips Network. Butt Munch Chips, sit on your butt and munch. I am your host, Landon Doan, and I'm joined, as always, by my tag team partner, if you will, Ravishing Will Rab. Rab, how are we doing this afternoon?
I am fantastic. Prior to the show, I ate the world's largest burrito.
Yeah, that was quite a feat. I'm a plus size fella myself, and even I don't think I could have put that away. And Rab is like a pipe cleaner over there.
I eat like Ryback, dude.
Feed him more.
Yes.
Feed him all of the food.
I could probably eat half the inventory at Qdoba some days.
Well, just based on that burrito that you ate earlier today, I think you did.
Indeed.
Yeah, but we're not here to talk about our lunch, no matter how good it was. Shout out to Qdoba if you want to sponsor this podcast. We would let you. But we're here to talk about a little show on Sunday, as a matter of fact.
I heard this upstart organization, I think they're the WWE.
I think it's the WWF. Wait, no, they had to get the F out. So, yeah. Yes, it is the WWE.
They're having this thing called WrestleMania.
The granddaddy of them all, I believe it's been thrown around.
Yeah, I think these crazy bastards are going to try to fill a football stadium.
Mm-hmm. I hear this is the 29th one of them.
Wow. I mean, you know, usually when you go to wrestling, it's at, like, you know, the county fair.
Or a bingo hall.
Or
what up, Polly?
Used car lot.
Yeah.
I've seen that on cable access before, wrestling in a used car lot.
Or if you live in the East Tennessee area, some armories up towards Seymour, Tennessee and Sevier County. You can see some interesting individuals there, but I'm willing to bet you don't live in East Tennessee, and I'm willing to bet even if you did, much like me, you haven't gone up to these crazy armories to see Billy Bob Jim Bob jump through a chair for the, like, what, 15 people there?
Yeah, but, you know, that's fun sometimes.
Sometimes. But today we're here to talk about the 29th annual WrestleMania taking place this Sunday. We're recording this on the 3rd of April. So we're 4 days away, as we all point to the sign here in the Palacious Buttmanship Studio. Speaking of, I'm very glad that WrestleMania is this Sunday so I can finally take down that damn sign. It's taking up way too much room in here.
It's got to be killer on your power bill.
It really is. And let me tell you, washing this thing is a pain. I have to wash it like 5 times.
Well, yeah, because that thing runs on 240. That's like double voltage.
Mm-hmm. But,
we actually had to unplug it so that we could record the podcast.
Yes, my power bill. We'll be very glad when the sign is gone. But, Mania is upon us, Rab.
I'm excited. I don't know about you, if you agree with me, but I think this is one of the greatest weeks in sports.
Yeah, it definitely is. I kind of rival it to, well, what we just kind of went through with March Madness. Those first, I still call them the first two rounds. The NCAA calls them the second and third round. Whatever.
We just have an argument about math.
Yeah, exactly. We're arguing schematics.
Monday, well, Sunday technically there was a game, but Monday was opening day in baseball.
Yes, go Cubs go. On pace to be 162-0.
Yeah, about that. But anyway, I won't hate on the Cubbies. Go see a Smokies game.
Yeah. Double A affiliate to my Chicago Cubs.
Ish. Well, my Atlanta Braves won as well.
Yeah, I saw that. Justin Upton, new pickup for the Braves in the offseason.
Yeah, I think that kid's going to be something.
Yeah. That outfield for the Bravos could be quite potent with both Uptons and the Say Hey Kid, Jason Hayward.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And you also have NCAA tournament going on the ladies' side. And, of course, in East Tennessee, we're interested in that. And the ladies' balls, unfortunately,
yeah,
lost.
I was going to say in East Tennessee, we were interested in that.
Yeah. But you got the Final Four this weekend. You got WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a sports fan, Saturday and Sunday, those are some fun 48 hours.
Absolutely.
And then if you're a nerd, you have Game of Thrones going on.
Yeah, no, not so much.
Yeah, I'm all about that. Winter has come. At this point, Rab, we're what, 4 days till WrestleMania?
I believe so. I'm not exactly sure how the Mayan calendar works.
Well, it's four days for us when we're recording it. We don't know how many days it is for you when you're listening to it.
We hope that you listen to this before WrestleMania. Otherwise, it will make no damn sense.
Yeah, or you could be like, wow, those guys are totally right. Or more likely, wow, those guys clearly have no idea what they're talking about.
The pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Why don't we kick it off at the pre-show? The pre-show match that's going to be on YouTube.com is like Intercontinental Champion Wade Barrett defending his title against The Miz. Now, even though we're going to be talking about all 10 matches, I don't know if we're going to be spending a whole lot of time on every match. Because in this match right here, I see Barrett going over The Miz pretty easily. Maybe if WWE was going to bring in Ric Flair to be in The Miz's corner, I can maybe see them doing a title switch, but with the tragic passing of Ric Flair's son, Reed, I don't think he's going to feel up to doing anything wrestling for the next little bit. But even then, it's like Barrett's kind of on a roll where Miz is kind of just middling. And I really feel like Barrett needs this.
Miz has been middling for a long time, ever since he and R-Truth broke up.
Yeah, I really liked the Awesome Truth when they were doing run-ins like through the audience.
Because think about the last big match the Miz had.
It was probably that tag team match where he and Truth faced Cena and Rock at Survivor Series, what, 2 years ago at this point? It wasn't last Survivor Series. It was the Survivor Series before.
It was that would be 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and I don't know. I was a fan of The Miz during his title run, and I was a big fan of Miz when he and John Morrison were running around as the tag team champions. Those guys were entertaining as hell. And
he's very entertaining, but I'm not sure what direction they have for him right now. But kind of like Tensai, they're using you. So.
Exactly. Yeah, you're getting that Mania paycheck. And it's like, here in the last little bit, I've enjoyed Miz's run as a face, though the Ric Flair stuff feels kind of very shoehorned and ham-fisted. But I understand what the WWE is doing. They're going to use Ric Flair to try and put The Miz over as a face. But at the same time, it's like, we haven't seen Flair.
He can just be entertaining and funny, and people like him if he says the right thing.
Exactly.
And they put the right people on Miz TV for him to make fun of.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the highlight reel with Jericho. All you got to do is give him the right guy to make fun of, and he's going to make the fans like him.
Exactly.
You know, they'll give you a good solid match in the pre-show, depending on how much time they have, 10 or 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Get the crowd going.
Get the crowd going. Nothing crazy. It's a good solid. It would be considered a good middle of the show match on Raw.
But, yeah.
You know, nothing crazy. Not going to change the title. And
well, I mean, they have changed titles at the YouTube pre-shows beforehand. I believe that's how Antonio Cesaro won the U.S. Championship back in, what, October or August, whenever he wanted it.
You know, it's like you said, all the momentum's with Wade Barrett. So
exactly.
Go out there, have a good match, get the crowd ready to open Mania, get them good and hot, because you want them frenzied at the start. Mm-hmm. You want the spectacle.
So I'm picking a successful defense for Wade Barrett, and it sounds like you are as well, Rat.
Yes, Wade Barrett.
All right, so that is two for Barrett, none for The Miz. Next, we're going to move to...
Let's go down to the bottom.
Yes, I was going to say, let's save the main event.
Let's work
main
our
events,
way up.
I should say, for later on. Why don't we start with Tons of Funk and the Funkadactyls versus Team Road Scholars and the Bella Twins.
I really don't care at all.
How can you say that? You have Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow.
So
they're going to be on Mania.
I know, but I could care less about Tons of Funk.
I thought you were going to call them Tons of Fun.
You call them that too. I have no rooting interest either way. I'm glad Team Road Scholars are together after they said they're gonna go away.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was starting to think that was like some hallucination, like I fell and hit my head when I watched Raw and I imagined that. They did say they were gonna break up, right?
I don't remember seeing that, but you said it, so I believe.
Okay,
you.
So maybe
it may be a body by beer hallucination.
But a body by beer,
you
depending
drink
on
too
how
much sometimes you imagine things.
Yes, that's one of the side effects.
If you work out too vigorously.
Yes, exactly. If you work out too vigorously.
I'm going to pick Team Road Scholars just because I think they're entertaining and they're better wrestlers than the other two.
Okay. You know how big of a fan I am of Cody Rhodes.
Well, it's his mustache that's going to give him the winning edge. So how can you go against that great mustache?
Yeah.
Except that Brodus Clay weighs 800 pounds.
Yeah.
So well, if he wants to sit on Sandow.
I think I'm also going to go with Team Road Scholars and the Bella Twins, because the Bellas just came back, and it really does seem like now that Road Scholars is kind of sticking together, well, it appears they're sticking together for the moment. It really does kind of feel like they're going to do something with these characters, because they're on Raw and SmackDown every week there in what's generally one of the most entertaining segments of the night.
Yeah, and build them. They have a win off of WrestleMania, and they can go, you know, for the tag titles again.
And speaking of the tag titles, why don't we move on to the WWE Tag Team Championship match? The champions, Team Hell No, that is Kane and Daniel Bryan, defending against Mr. Money in the Bank, Dolph Ziggler, and Big E Langston. And they have the crazy AJ Lee in their corner.
This is an interesting match for me. One of the things we were talking about before the show that I wanted to talk about, which young guy has the most to gain, most to lose, so to speak? Which young guy has the biggest opportunity at Mania? Is it Big E Langston in this match with Dolph Ziggler, or is it Fandango in his match with Jericho?
Well, we can go ahead and discuss these two matches at the same time. I really don't think Fandango has anything to lose at this point. He's already getting the You Can't Wrestle chance. He's already getting heat. I know when we last talked, I was saying I wasn't a big fan of, or I didn't know where they were going with Fandango. At this point, sign me up. I am a Fandango fan. I think people are going to be surprised when he gets in the ring. I really do.
He knows how to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
I did some research on the kid.
I forget his name off the top of my head, but he had a very successful independent career.
Yeah, and he was very successful in FCW with, you know, some guys who didn't do anything on the main card, like Tyler Rex.
Tyler Rex. Remember when he was a thing?
Yeah, for all of like 6 seconds.
Yeah, but I don't think Fandango has anything to lose going into Mania. I think whatever happens to him is going to be the icing on the cake, so to speak. Where I do think, I don't want to say he has a lot to lose, but if you give me those two options, I would say Big E is the one that would have something to lose, because right now he has this aura of this like badass, like I'm going to break you in half and then I'm not going to care. Whereas like
which guy do you think will come out looking better after Mania?
I don't know. They're both in the ring with talented workers. Fandango with just Jericho, and then Langston with Brian Kane and Ziggler. But I guess if I had to pick one or the other, I would say Fandango comes out looking better, because I think he goes over Jericho, and I think Team Hell No retains.
Yeah, I don't think Dolph Ziggler and Big E Langston are going to win, and it's not that they couldn't or they're not deserving, that wouldn't be a good tag team, that you have a veteran like Ziggler and you put the strap on him and he helps, you know, carry the
kind of like kid. A kind of like a Shawn Michaels and Diesel thing back in the day.
Yeah.
But the reason I don't think they're going to put the strap
on, or like we saw with Legacy having the tag titles, or the Evolution stable would trade the titles back and forth
kind of the
amongst them.
Yeah, kind of the Freebirds rules. They could just pick and choose who they wanted to defend the titles. But
or you could have a young Randy Orton, you know, being tag titles with Nate.
Yeah.
That was really smart. I think it's a lot for your very first. And again, it's not really his first match with the company. It's his first TV match.
Well, and he's
worked,
and his first
NXT
TV match is on the biggest stage
of
them all.
His first match on the main card for the big, you know, for the big club.
Yeah.
Cuz he's worked his way through the farm system of wrestling. That's a lot to win a title.
I mean, it's been done in the past.
It is the tag titles, and it's not like, oh, they put him in the main event against The Rock for the WWE championship. But it's a lot. So I wouldn't be surprised to see it happen. But I don't, other than that they've done it already, I don't see why you couldn't do Team Hell No versus Team Road Scholars. Although Team Road Scholars going against whoever wins that WWE Tag Team Championship match is going to be amazing.
Yeah, well.
Dolph Ziggler Biggie Langston and AJ going up against the Scholars. I would like to see that. I would like to see that.
Yeah, I would watch that because, I mean, just with the team of Team Rhodes Scholars with Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow, they're both fantastic workers. Ziggler is one of the best workers in the business right now. So those three, I feel like they can make a match to, I guess, I don't want to say cover Biggie Langston's shortcomings because that sounds like a negative slam on the dude. It's just when but I am going to use it negative shortcomings because he doesn't have as much experience as these guys.
We haven't seen him. We don't know. I could see Ziggler and Langston winning because they do have AJ Lee in their corner, and
I think Team Hell No retains because sooner or later Ziggler is going to get the World Heavyweight Championship. He's still running around with Money in the Bank.
That's true, but he's not above winning at all costs, and she's certainly not because she's crazy.
Yes, that's the second time we've called her crazy, so AJ is going to double murder us now.
Ooh, I'm so scared. So we're trying to keep this TV 14.
So you're waffling back and forth on your pick. I've already said with authority, Team Hell No retains, and Fandango beats Chris Jericho.
I'm gonna go Dolph Ziggler and Biggie Langston because the problem is they would win it dirty. So then you have to have a return match with Team Hell No, but you can do that on Raw and then move on.
Or you could do it in what's the next pay per view? Judgment Day? No, whatever. Judgment Day used to be back in the day. I'm a really old school fan.
But I just think how long have Team Hell No, they've had the titles for a while.
They've had them since the summer, which is way longer than anybody thought they were gonna be able to get entertaining stuff from these two. Because if you remember, they were just kind of thrown together in the aftermath of the AJ Lee loves CM Punk, who also loves Daniel Bryan, who also loves Kane, who also loves John Cena storyline.
Yeah, so I think they might just freshen it up for freshness' sake and just try something else. Because I think they obviously they've kept Rhodes Scholars together, so I think they want to do something with them.
Yeah, I was.
So why go do it again, what you've done with Team Hell No? Just bring in, you know, new faces.
But at the same time,
there's nothing wrong with doing it again.
I still feel like there's
sometimes freshness for freshness' sake is good.
I still feel there's more of a story to tell between Rhodes Scholars and Hell No, because if you remember, they only had the one match, and I want to say it was at a Royal Rumble, and then that was it.
It could go either way. I'm gonna go with the heels.
Okay.
To steal one, you know, Eddie Guerrero style.
And who you think's gonna win between Fandango and Chris Jericho?
I think Fandango's going to get the win because I think Jericho's been brought in to put Fandango over.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he has no problem with that, and he was on Twitter today. I was looking at Twitter, and he was tweeting about, hey, come buy this so you can be like VIP when we go on tour next week.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So he's going out with his band. So
yeah.
He's got a contract through May, the end of the month or whatever, or till May or something, but he's going to go play rock music.
Yeah,
so.
The rumors when Jericho came back was that he signed a contract through the end of this month, so he might be on the next pay-per-view, and he might be on a couple Raws after Mania. But he's going on tour with Fozzy.
He's going on tour with Fozzy next week, and I'm not sure why. I'm not sure you need a return match against Fandango.
Yeah, very
true.
Not the
biggest feud of all time.
Yeah, so
I'm going with Fandango.
Yeah, we're both taking. The Dancing with the Star wannabe to defeat the actual Dancing with the Star contestant.
Yes. Ryback Mark Henry.
Yes.
Your favorite match on the card.
I am looking forward to this match. I know it's cliche. What is it? When the immovable objects or immovable object.
Immovable object, irresistible force.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what this feels like. And what was it? Last week on SmackDown, they broke the NFL Combine record of doing 53 reps.
If you go look on the if you go look on the NFL Combine Wikipedia page, guess when you look at records, guess what? Guess what's there?
Please tell me the internet wrestling community did it.
Yes.
they
changed it.
That's fantastic.
There's no way each one of those guys did 55 reps at 225. I mean, Ryback and Mark Henry are big mother effers.
Maybe Mark Henry, because at one point, he was legitimately the strongest man in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, back in 1996, he went to the Olympics and got a gold medal and got the He legitimately got the title World's Strongest Man.
Yeah, but you can tell Ryback eats a lot of roids when he goes to Pantera Bread.
We're not saying he eats roids, allegedly. Clones.
Clones. But no, that's gonna be a great mid-card match.
I honestly think that might open the match or open the show.
That would be a good match to open with.
I think either the
Ryback, the tag titles, or the sixth man.
I could also see the tag team match opening. I kind of feel like they're gonna save the Shield for the middle of the show.
Yeah, the two single championships are way too good to burn early, but that would be a great opener. I think people want to see that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, especially in these last couple weeks when Ryback and Henry have had a no contact clause in their contract that they signed. Because, you know, WWE likes to do those. And then
Ryback used a Santino?
Yeah, he used Santino Marella as a weapon against Mark Henry. That was pretty awesome. And then Ryback screaming, "You're stupid! You're stupid!" Which, I mean...
No, Ryback, you're stupid.
Yeah, I was going to say, for Ryback to call anybody stupid, I mean...
Seriously, just go watch Wrestling with Rosenberg and just fast forward to the part where they talk about Ryback at Panera.
Yeah, it's something else.
Do you have salads?
And right behind them, a big giant garden fresh salad.
You have giant versus giant, literally.
So who you got, Rab?
I like Ryback a lot, but I think Mark Henry's going to put him in the Hall of Pain.
See, I'm a big Mark Henry fan, but I'm going the opposite way. I think this is going to be the start of Ryback's rise to the top. I think by this time next year, Ryback is going to either have won the WWE Championship or he's going to be facing the WWE Champion at WrestleMania for it. I think WWE, I feel, they think Ryback is their next big star. Ryback is the guy to take over John Cena's place because John Cena's been doing this for 10 years. Dude, I don't know how much tread he has left on the tires. I'm not saying he's done in the next 6 months, but I think Cena's not going to be there
365 days a year for another 10 years.
Exactly.
Because he never takes time off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, though... We'll get to what we think is going to happen with the WWE title, but I'm taking Ryback here because I think like I said, this is the start where
beating Mark Henry at WrestleMania is a great launch.
Yeah, I think they're just going to strap a rocket to this guy's ass and let him go to the moon.
I'm gonna stick with Mark Henry. He's a bad man.
He is a bad man.
And maybe they do one more run with Mark Henry.
I wouldn't be opposed.
He just came back. He's hot. He stole the show at Elimination.
Oh yeah, yeah. I definitely think
you remember that? That was forever ago.
That was like 7-8 weeks ago.
Holy crud.
Yeah, though I do have to give WWE credit. I'm glad it's not like they had a 3-week build to Mania because Elimination Chamber was like 3 weeks ago. That would have been horrible.
Yes, so kudos there, but I'm gonna go Mark Henry. I just got a gut.
All right,
on that one.
Well, I understand. I almost went that way, but like I said, I think this is the beginning of big things for Ryback.
I'm a fan of Ryback. I'd be very happy if he won Sunday, and that was his push, and he went after it again. Especially because I never felt like he really got to get red. I mean, it's a storyline, but he never really got to go after the Shield like he wanted to.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, which let's transition into the six-man tag match where it's Randy Orton, Sheamus, and The Big Show taking on Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns, more commonly known as The Shield. I'm going to take The Shield here because you actually took my reasoning. Ryback still hasn't gotten his payoff with The Shield because these guys cost him the WWE Championship, what, at least twice?
At least.
Yeah, so... There's still a card to burn with those two, or those four, I should say.
Yeah, and they have, you have to remember, they have Extreme Rules coming up.
Immediately after Mania. So
Right after Mania, sometime in late May, April or early May.
Then there's something called Payback, which I mean, maybe they go after it there because just from the sound of the name.
From the name.
Payback.
Click on pay. Was that the spot where Capital Punishment was last year?
I believe Capital Punishment was at this time last year. Oh, no, it was replacing No Way Out.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they got rid of No Way Out. But according to Wikipedia, Payback will feature professional wrestling matches that involve wrestlers from pre-existing feuds, plots, and storylines that will play
out on WWE's primary televisions.
Oh, wrestlers will portray villains or heroes. Oh, and Dwayne Gill is expected to participate.
Who's Dwayne Gill?
Who is Dwayne Gill?
This is what you get when you start reading Wikipedia.
Yeah. Pretty soon we'll
research Dwayne Gill. We'll tell you who Dwayne Gill is. We'll give you the answer to our trivia question.
Yeah, you have to tune into the live
react coming up.
We'll
hope to have a reaction show up Monday. We call it a live react because we're going to tape it right after Mania. So you can expect a lot of man that sucked. So you think they're going to keep the Shield together?
I believe in the Shield this Sunday.
And because either at Elimination Chamber or at Payback, mm-hmm. the Ryback gets his payback.
Yeah.
Not to play Fantasy Booker, but at Elimination Chamber.
Well, Ryback, Elimination Chamber's already happened, so of course you're talking about Extreme Rules.
Damn it. I'm so not smart.
No. SMRT.
I think you could see the rebirth of the feud with the Shield.
Yeah.
At the next pay-per-view, because they're going to start pushing Ryback, and to have the Shield interfere one more time, then it makes mm-hmm. it obvious. Now that we know that there's a pay-per-view called
Payback, yeah, and I'm pretty...
That's just perfect.
Yeah, it's like, I wonder where Ryback could get his payback on the Shield.
Huh.
Maybe at the place called
All right,
Payback.
I'm going to completely change my pick, because I was going to go with the three faces. But the more I think about it, you've convinced me that it makes sense to keep the Shield together.
You are believing in the Shield.
It's not that I believe in the Shield.
I do. I thought
you're starting to see the guys from this collective, mainly in my opinion, Roman Reigns.
You're wrong.
You can push.
Yeah.
When you split them up, it's going to be Ambrose and Reigns. You're going to have the
Dean Ambrose is. I can't get enough of this guy. His promos are fantastic. He's like the freaking Joker from The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Thinking that the WWE is short-sighted because we're not stupid, we watch a lot of wrestling.
Well, maybe we are stupid because we watch a lot of wrestling.
Maybe. Not the brightest stick in the bush.
I don't think that's how that phrase goes either.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. I thought, you get these three faces, they beat the Shield, the Shield breaks up, the WWE starts, mining for gold, but...
Eventually, these three are going to go their separate ways, and they're going to go into singles careers.
But there's no reason not to stretch it because it works.
Exactly. And the Shield gets good reactions whenever they show up.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Shield.
All right. We both believe in the Shield come Sunday.
I believe in the business side of it. That's why I think this is going to happen. I'm not picking these based on emotion, who I want to win.
So
I'm going to root against. I'm going to root against half my picks all night because they're heels. Lesnar, Triple H,
I guess at this point we've gotten the appetizers and salads out of the way because here comes the main event, the main courses, if you will. Do you want to start with Triple H and Brock Lesnar?
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be Triple H with Shawn Michaels in his corner taking on Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman in his corner in a no-holds-barred match where if Triple H loses, he has to retire, and that means from the ring. And his duties as the COO of World Wrestling Entertainment.
The fake COO.
No, he's actually the COO.
He has to retire as the on-screen COO.
Yes. He'll have to. Yeah. That's what
he's not going to. He's not going to stop producing Raw every week, folks. Triple H will be around. You just won't see him.
Which
leads me to believe he may lose. He may put Brock over.
No, Brock already went over at SummerSlam when these two fought, and if you remember, Triple H has gotten his arm broken, 19 times by Brock Lesnar since SummerSlam? So, and Brock Lesnar nearly broke Vince McMahon in half, so I think this is where Triple H gets his payback, and especially with the whole retire retirement angle. It's like I was before last week's SmackDown when I just thought it was going to be your in-ring stuff is retired. He'll still come out and be the COO or whatever. But when they said last week on SmackDown, it's the whole shebang-a-bang. It's like, yeah, okay. Triple H wins here.
I don't know. I'm going to pick Brock, I think, because it's wrestling. If
it is,
if in a year he wants to come back, he can come back, and there'll only be like four people who are mad.
Well, I don't know. It
kind of like the nerd over at the Farm Club, the blog I write for the wrestling guy, wrote a whole article about how the Big Show's finisher is illegal because it's a punch.
Oh, wrestling fans, you are a certain special breed of special.
You can look past the fact that Ryback used to be
Skip Sheffield, ladies and gentlemen.
That Dolph Ziggler used to be in the
Spirit Squad. Nikki, did we decide it was?
One of those blonde bastards. That you can't forget that Tensai was A-Train.
Yep.
But you want to rewrite wrestling history because the Big Show's punch is illegal.
Well,
do I need to remind you that he has an ironclad contract and he can do whatever he wants? They can't fire him.
Ironclad contract was signed by the creator of People Power, who made his triumphant return on SmackDown. John Laurinaitis, ladies and gentlemen. People Power. I'm a big Johnny Ace fan.
No.
I really liked his stuff.
I like his brother a lot.
I liked it because he'd come out and mess up on a promo, and he would keep going. People Power.
Anyway.
Are we not going to talk about John Laurinaitis anymore?
We already talked about him too much.
No, we haven't.
No.
The point being, in wrestling, you can do whatever the hell you want. So you can say you retired and unretire. Hell, you can do that in pro football. Just ask Brett Favre.
Hey now. Though I will say, in the last few years, WWE has really used the retirement angle, and they've kept it. Because, I mean, Shawn Michaels has been retired, and Ric Flair's been retired. And
they really wanted to retire.
Yeah, but at the same time, that doesn't mean they wouldn't get in the ring for, you know, a grudge match against somebody at SummerSlam. No, they're not getting in the ring. So I really feel like if Triple H was to lose this match, that would be it for Triple H, which is why I believe he's not going to lose this match.
I don't know. I don't know what Paul wants.
Well,
Hunter.
Yes.
Paul, whatever his real name actually is.
Paul Levesque.
Levesque,
I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know what
Hunter really wants. Maybe we can ask the other Triple H.
Yeah.
But this would be a good time to do it, because if you want to give a fake beatdown, there's nobody better to do it than Brock Lesnar, and it'd be believable.
Yeah,
Triple H is dead.
Yeah, because that fake beatdown might actually turn into a real beatdown, because Brock Lesnar is a freaking lion.
Yes. And he doesn't really like pro wrestling. He just makes a lot of money.
Exactly, yeah.
But no, because on the same side, Brock could want to lose. And, Triple H just beat him so bad he has to go away for 6 months. Brock would love that. He can go to his ranch and eat beef jerky and drive his bobcat.
That'd be fair if those were my two options.
His Case International tractor.
Yeah.
And his jack legs.
I think I would go up to the ranch if instead of wrestling for 6 months, if those were my options.
I would too. Yes, I would go to the ranch. So I don't know.
I think
I'm still gonna go with Brock.
All right.
I just think that Triple H is. I think he likes running the company, and you can run the company, and you don't have to be on TV every week like Vince.
Well, and Triple H hasn't been on TV in a long time. I mean, the last time we saw him before all this Brock Lesnar stuff started up with Vince McMahon was the night after SummerSlam when he got his arm broken by Brock Lesnar.
And it puts it to bed, and if fans that I'm retired. And maybe he really does want to retire from the ring.
That's
he doesn't want to retire from the company. He wants to retire from the ring, and he'll just go. It's good. The character would go away. For a while.
I could see that, but at the same time, I could also very easily see Triple H getting a wild hair in his ass, be like, you know, I feel like I could get in on this angle, so I want to come back for like a street fight match or something. Well, I guess then at that point they could say it's an unsanctioned match, so he's technically not a sanctioned wrestler, but you know the rules really only apply when they need to for storyline purposes. But you're going with a Bork Laser. I'm taking Triple H.
I'm going to miss you, Puppet H.
Puppet H hadn't been around in a while. WWE, if you're listening, please bring back Are You Serious? And yes, I am serious.
I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you, H.
All right. Next up, we have World Heavyweight Champion Alberto Del Rio defending against the Tea Party's favorite wrestler, Jack Swagger, with Zeb Coulter. I have to say, this feud started out so hot. I mean, like when we did our first episode, we were talking, maybe there's a possibility this will be like the third to last match or something. Now I'm thinking this is going to be towards the front of the card because just for whatever reason, it feels like they've lost some heat with this angle.
Well, just ask the Tea Party. I mean, you can only talk about hating Mexicans for so long.
And calling Obama a secret Muslim.
Yeah, that only works for so long.
Well, somebody needs to tell Donald Trump that because I think he's still looking for Obama's birth certificate.
Well, he's looking for the one that has the information that he wants.
No, he's just looking for a microphone to talk into.
Yeah, well, and speaking of Donald Trump, among the six inductees into the WWE Hall of Fame, and interestingly enough, one of the three that they're going to highlight on the 1 hour version that they'll air on USA at 10 East, the Tuesday after Mania.
Are they doing it the Tuesday after?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if they were going to put it the hour before Raw.
No, I saw the promo. They're going to do it on Tuesday this year.
Okay.
At 10.
All right. Well, there we go. But yeah.
Look, I get that you can't show the whole ceremony
because there are six people.
Trump, Stratus, and San Martino, they're going to show.
Yeah, those are the three that's going to be aired on USA. So that means Bob Backlund, Booker T, and Mick Foley's induction ceremonies will not be shown on USA on Tuesday. Now, at some point, they might do like an uncut or like a two-hour version of it. But as of Tuesday, when it airs, those three are going to make it to air.
I just think that it's a disgrace, but it's a shame that three really great wrestlers, two men who spearheaded the WWE and wrestling in our generation.
Well, and then I don't want to say it's a shame. I'm a fan of Mick Foley and Booker T, and I can respect what Bob Backlund has done from a historical standpoint. But at the same time, I kind of understand why Trump is going to be aired, because Donald Trump is a name that fans outside of wrestling know of, so they might be drawn in for that. And then when it comes to the WWE in itself, Donald Trump played a big part in WrestleMania, because, I mean, what, WrestleMania 4 and 5?
He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And there's got to be, all I'm saying is there has to be a way to figure out. And look, if you're talking an hour TV show, we're talking about 13 minutes of commercials, so we're talking roughly
about
45 to 47 minutes
of actual content.
But there's got to be a way to. And if you have to cut stuff, cut from everybody and cut their speech down and show the highlights of everybody's speech. And don't present it like you're showing the Hall of Fame. Do a studio-type show. The WWE has plenty of smart people to figure out, smarter than me to figure out exactly how to do this and show all these people. But show all of them.
Well, I want to say, isn't it going to be on .com to watch?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, we could probably double-check that.
We could find out, but anyway, we need to pick the last couple matches.
Yeah,
and get back in. We got sidetracked on Mania, we got sidetracked on the Hall of Fame. But there's worse things to get sidetracked on. But we are talking about the World Heavyweight Champion. This is a tough one to pick because Jack Swagger had all the momentum. But he was a bad boy like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, but surprisingly, not much has been said about that afterwards.
We don't know how he was punished.
Yeah, I would imagine he was punished because, I mean, he got caught with weed in his car.
The storyline was so good you couldn't burn it.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't have been surprised they would have found a way out of it.
Like but, in all honesty, he might or they might be docking him his WrestleMania paycheck or something, or he might have gotten fined like $50,000 or something.
I mean, for all we know, he could be fined his WrestleMania paycheck, and for all we know, they might have been thinking about putting him over, and they don't.
Yeah, that's very true.
You got a job at Del Rio at Mania. That's your punishment.
Yeah.
No.
But so when it comes to a. Well, before I get to the pick, I will say this. It is weird because when this angle first started, it was like molten hot. But it's since kind of cooled.
And I called it that night at B-Dubs, by the way, and I thought it was it's genius booking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it absolutely is.
Capitalizing on a national issue. They went after Glenn Beck and all that, and they got attention for calling out Glenn Beck. And it's like I said, I think it lost momentum because you could only say so many racist things.
Yeah.
You can only stare in the camera and say we the people so many times.
Yeah, that might have something to do with it, because Jack Swagger for the last couple weeks has been demoted into just saying or screaming we the people, while Zeb Coulter, I had to double check, I didn't call him Zeb Colton like I've been doing. And
old
just
dirty Dutch.
Letting him say whatever he wants to. But the thing is, Zeb's fantastic on the mic. But the last few weeks it's just felt like something's off, and maybe it's... Maybe it goes back to Alberto Del Rio not being the strongest of babyface, because there are still times when it feels like he has to pander to the crowd to get that reaction. When, I mean, by design, the World Heavyweight Champion should just show up and people should either boo him out of the building or get on their feet because, hey, holy crap, the champ is here, and not John Cena.
Yeah, and you would think that most people wouldn't. It would be really easy to, you know, make Jack Swagger the heel here. Obviously, that people wouldn't like him, and they don't, but I don't think they necessarily like Alberto. That's why it's so hard to pick this one.
I do think Del Rio is going to retain over Swagger, though Swagger won the Elimination Chamber, and he did have some momentum. I feel like the heat is kind of gone from it.
Yeah, and I feel like it's okay to have this character out there.
Yeah.
But it's not okay to validate this character by giving him a championship.
Well, and if you remember...
And I understand, like we said all the time, it's just a prop, but...
Yeah, and if you...
You validate the character by putting a championship on him.
Well, and if you remember...
a lot of times.
Swagger got a run with the title shortly after WrestleMania. Was it last year or 2 years ago? I think it was 2 years ago, but he cashed in the Money in the Bank, like, what was it, the SmackDown after Mania? So, I mean, and for whatever reason, they took the strap off him like 4 or 5 weeks later. I mean, but at the same time, I mean, you can't fault somebody and never give him a chance again because it didn't work in the past. I could see them totally putting the strap on Swagger just so it gives Zeb, again, Coulter, I had to double check, just to give him more of a platform. Because I honestly feel like if Swagger wins the title, Coulter wins the title. It's like they're going to put it on Swagger, but Coulter is the champ.
Yeah.
But I mean,
maybe they're not pleased with Del Rio as a face, and they need to find a way to get the title off of him and do something else with him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not predicting they're going to switch him back to being a heel, but yeah. I don't know. It's just like...
I'm not as interested in that match as I was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm like you, and I don't know who's going to win, and I don't really care. I guess if I had to make a pick, I'm going to go with Del Rio.
Yeah, and it's a shame because... I mean, a month ago, this is what I was looking forward to the most at Mania, where this storyline was going to go. But since then, it's just kind of been there.
And again, I think they didn't want to kill the storyline because it was hot. But I could totally see, oh, we're going to let you have your match at Mania, but you're not going to win. You were going to win, and you messed up.
Yeah.
And you knew you were going to win, and we're going to shoot you out of a cannon with this whole we the people bull crap.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, speaking of the We the People and his new shtick, have you noticed that his theme music sounds almost like, or sounds like something you would hear on the Fox News Network for one, or like when one of their shows opens? It sounds like something off the Fox News Network. So,
I'm just gonna leave that alone. I don't want to get into politics on my wrestling show.
We're not talking about politics. We're talking about Fox News.
Well. What, we got one, no, two left.
Two more matches, and I'm going to go in the order that I think these are going to show up on the card. We're going to go CM Punk and Undertaker.
Yeah, I think they're going to close the show with Rock and Cena, and yeah. I don't have a problem
twice
with
in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's it's actually a really good transition from the Del Rio and Swagger match, because this is another match that I'm kind of just like, okay.
They did what I thought they were going to do, is Punk's be like, okay, I can't get the title. Well, your title's meaningless to me, and I accomplished all this, and you don't respect it, so I'm going to go after a number you respect.
Well, yeah, and we talked about that the last time, but it's just for whatever reason, I'm not feeling it for this feud.
It's because of Punk. It's not because of Taker.
Well, it might be because of Taker, because, I mean, Taker hadn't done much. I mean, he's shown up, walked very slowly, growled into a microphone, and made funny faces at CM Punk, and then shows up and beats him up when the lights turn out. And then Punk is off doing his own thing, which, I mean, yeah, he did do the promo where he said shit on live TV that made me laugh. But,
I think it's time for CM Punk to have a vacation.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that. There are reports that he's not advertised for Extreme Rules, which is the next pay-per-view. And I really think Punk got hurt when he fought Kane the Monday after Paul Bearer passed away. Because if you go back and watch that, Punk takes a chokeslam onto a chair, and then immediately he tries to get out of the camera shot, and the referees are on top of him. Like, so I think Punk is working hurt, and dude deserves a vacation. He's been going for 500 straight days as a main cog in this machine.
And it'll be fine without him. When he comes back, it'll be great pop. Everybody
exactly.
Will be excited.
Everybody will be like, oh shit, Punk's back.
Because honestly, he's a great heel, but now it's just like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
If Paul Bearer hadn't died.
Yeah, that's the question. Where would have this feud gone if Paul Bearer hadn't passed away?
I think it could have been good. It would have been more along the lines of, he could have just, I'm out for this streak. I think, honestly, Paul Bearer died, and they got permission to talk about that. And I think Punk could burn out, and it's cheap heat, because he knows it's going to piss off all the fans.
Yeah.
When Paul Heyman paints his face like Paul Bearer, which was...
Oh, my God.
The ending of Raw had such great potential till they spent 10 minutes playing in the sand.
Yeah. For those of you who
with
didn't...
With all due respect to Paul Bearer and his ashes, Bill Moody.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to disrespect him, because obviously it's not his real ashes.
Yeah.
as some kitty litter, folks.
Yeah, as somebody who owns a cat, that was kitty litter. but yeah, for those of you who didn't see the go-home show for Raw, it ended with CM Punk.
It kind of sucked.
I don't want to say it sucked, because let's just set it up. The entire night, WWE had this graphic saying Undertaker eviscerates CM Punk. And I texted you. I was like, I don't think they know what the word eviscerates means. But
this was on Tuesday, so I saw what happened. And I didn't want to ruin it for you. I wanted to be nice.
Yeah, they clearly don't know.
And all I could say was... Obviously they don't.
Yeah, so Punk or Undertaker comes out and cuts a promo about how he's gonna send CM Punk to hell or something. He does what Undertaker does, and then
good Undertaker promo. But here's the thing: the Undertaker is so revered and so respected, he can go to his quote unquote five moves of doom, and it's okay.
Yeah, because he's Taker.
Yeah.
But
they made a great point, because I watched a little bit before I realized it was stupid, the 100 greatest Raw moments and the moment where Triple H challenged the Undertaker. That whole promo had no words.
Well, I mean,
and you were ready for those two to beat the shit out of each other. So I'm still going to be excited for that match. It doesn't have the cachet that it could have.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the cachet of the last two. I was even excited for the rematch last year.
Yeah, the end of an era. Well, I like that one because they used a Metallica song, and I'm a big Metallica honk. But, this just kind of isn't doing it for me. I mean, it'll probably still be a competent match, because Taker still turns it on at Mania, and Punk is, well, for lack of a better term, best in the world. But at the same time, it doesn't have that pop you would imagine a WrestleMania match between the two.
I don't want to call CM Punk lazy, but I think he's burnout.
I think he's going home after Mania. He is definitely starting to get tired, I would imagine.
When he had the title, and he was talking about how he was the best in the world, whether he was a face or a heel, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a great heel champion, and his feud with The Rock was pretty good.
Yeah.
where he stole the belt and all that stuff.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was great. But he's, I'm with you. He's wandering.
Yeah.
And I like him. He's one of my favorite guys to watch.
Yeah, Punk is one of the reasons I turn on Raw. I want to see what Punk does. I want to see him get in the ring.
I know his potential, you know, based on the pipe bombs and his wrestling potential, what those great matches he did all over the indie circuit with Colt.
Well, it's like you say the potential, but the thing is, I don't even think it's potential. Punk has proven what he can do.
Like, he can give you A++ every night, and maybe right now we're getting like A-.
Yeah, well, I think an A- might be being generous, and I'm a Punk fan.
He's maybe giving us a B,
yeah.
And his B is better than a lot of guys' A.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Oh, and I don't think this should be any shock. I'm going to pick The Undertaker to continue the streak at WrestleMania.
Well, I'm
going to
pick The Undertaker, too, because that's the out to get Punk home.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and... I don't think the streak is ever going to end. With the caveat, if next year it's John Cena and Undertaker, I think that might be the end of the streak.
What about Rock? Because there's rumors that Rock is already committed to coming back for WrestleMania.
Well, Rock is already committed to next year's WrestleMania, but like 15 minutes after that news, yeah, we're going to go down to Nollins. That's Will Rabb country, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay, I'm going to Mania.
But, like 15 minutes, as we all point to the sign, 15 minutes after the sign broke that Rock had already agreed to WrestleMania 30, Paul Heyman got on Twitter and had a link to the story and said, "Boy, do I have an opponent for you." So I think we're going to get Brock and Rock.
Well, Paul can talk a lot of things and them not be true.
But God, do I hope that's true. I think that would be a fun match. It would probably only go like 10 minutes before they both get gassed. But
I'd rather see Rock and Taker. Maybe the streak never ends, and that's okay.
That's unless John Cena faces The Undertaker, I don't think the streak ever ends. I think if they were going to end it at this, I think if they was going to end, they would have ended it at this point. Especially since this very well could be Taker's last match ever. Because, I mean, dude is old, and yeah, he takes off like, you know, 11 months of the year, but... Even when he comes back, I mean, he seems slower and more fragile than he did.
He's at 21 right now, right?
It's at 20-0 right now.
20-0.
Yeah, this Sunday will be his 21st.
Okay, yeah. Well, this could be. He doesn't have 5 more in him.
I don't know if he has 3 more in him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has.
You're running
more
out of guys, but I could see that maybe. I don't know what.
Maybe if they really want to strap a rocket to Ryback's ass, maybe next year.
I really kind of wonder.
Because I really feel like, with the exception of John Cena, if the streak is going to end, it's going to be ended by some young up-and-comer who they want to give that feather in the cap, be like, you're the only person that ever beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
No, I think like you, I think it either never dies or Cena gets it.
And at this point...
And if it never dies, what number makes Mark happy?
Well, I don't know what number will make him happy. I think that number might have to be 21, because I just don't know how much longer he can physically go in the ring.
Yeah.
But we're both taking Taker to continue his streak, which brings us...
I really thought Punk was going to do it, but now it just seems like he
Punk
needs
was never
time
gonna
off.
Beat Taker. Punk was never going to beat Taker. Even if Punk was still had the strap and he was running around saying, what, 500 and some odd days at this point, Punk was never beating The Undertaker.
Well, if he still had the strap, he wasn't going to fight Taker. But anyway...
Well, no, I'm just saying, in no scenario do I see CM Punk beating The Undertaker.
All right. We got one left.
Yep, the main event, twice in a lifetime, Dwayne The Rock Johnson defends his WWE Brahma Bull Championship belt against John Cena.
You know, I didn't know where I thought this was going 100%, but now I think John Cena's going to do it after his promo Monday, because he was talking about how I'm not going to change that belt, and I'm going to run around, and that's going to remind me that and it was cheesy as hell. But I'm going to carry that forever as a reminder that I beat you, Rock.
By the way, he's totally changing that belt. Like, it might stay that way for a month, but after
yeah.
Extreme Rules, John Cena's going to come out with the belt, and it's going to have two WWE logos on the side of it instead of those Brahma Bull-looking things. Brahma Bull-looking things? The Brahma Bulls, because they're Brahma Bulls.
It's well, I think for Cena, for anybody else, they'd put the two generic WWE logos. They might put the Cena logos on that belt.
Maybe. I mean, WWE in recent history has been giving superstars, I guess, customized titles, which kind of surprising Punk didn't get a customized title for as long as he held it.
But they don't respect him. Yeah. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, internet wrestling community. I forgot about that.
But I think it's going to be John Cena. Look, The Rock is going to be around, but he's not wrestled since...
Since Elimination Chamber.
Since Elimination Chamber. And...
I'll tell you this. John Cena's going to win because Brock's going back to Hollywood. I mean, yes, he's still going to be in the WWE. He's going to pop up every now and then to talk about Rudy Pooh candy asses and buying a car from a crackhead in Nashville or something.
And wrestle some matches that he's going to work every now and again, but he's going to work like Brock Lesnar's schedule. He's going to work big events.
Yeah, he's going to work the big shows. So we'll see him. I almost guarantee we're going to see him at SummerSlam because SummerSlam's in Hollywood and Rock is pretty prevalent there now. Yes. I mean, as much crap as we want to give it, because as much as they plugged it, G.I. Joe, the new G.I. Joe movie, number one movie in the world this past week.
$40-something million.
Yeah. Dollar bills, y'all.
Yes.
So, I mean, Rock's going back to Hollywood, and like they, I want to say WrestleView had a story where they released his movie schedule after Mania, and I want to say he's being advertised for Extreme Rules, the pay-per-view after Mania, but I'm not 100% sure on that. So this could very well easily be the last time we see The Rock for like 6 months.
That wouldn't surprise me. And he has no obligation to a crappy mid-card pay-per-view.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you would think that, but there he was at Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, but he was already the champion.
But he could be trying to get it back from Cena if he wanted to. But, I mean, it's like, I also think Cena's going to get it here because he put over Rock last year at Mania.
Yeah. It makes sense for John Cena to have your title.
And I know on Monday he was talking about how in 2013 he's going to dominate. I think this is going to be Cena's last big run as the champion. I wouldn't be surprised if they leave the strap on him for like 10 months to a year.
Let me throw this out. Remember we were looking up to see the pay-per-view schedule?
Yeah.
Remember Payback?
Yeah.
Where are they going to have Payback at?
I don't know.
Rosemont, Illinois.
Huh, and who is
who's from Chicago? Who might take some time off?
Yeah, and what was the outcome of that last pay-per-view they had in Chicago?
And wouldn't Payback being in June, wouldn't that... Then you'd have some other deal in July, and then what in around the late July or early August you'd have SummerSlam?
I want to say in July is Money in the Bank, so and then it would go Money in the Bank into SummerSlam.
Couldn't you see CM Punk laid in the weeds until June?
Yeah, well, I can.
And John Cena has the strap, and CM Punk isn't even in a match. He just makes a run-in.
I could totally see that. That said, we're getting into the realm of fantasy booking.
Yes. Just saying. I mean, we're talking about Cena.
I could see it going that way, but at the same time, it's like...
That's another great reason to give Cena the strap and let him run with it for 10 months or a year up till the next Mania and just have him and Punk feud for a year.
A year? Let's settle down there, CM Punk fanboy. But I do think if Cena...
If you're gonna do that one last time...
If Cena gets the strap back, we're going to see Punk and Cena for the strap at some point. That said, it's not going to go for a year. It's going to go like 2-3 months at the most. I mean, those two work well in the ring together, but at the same time, there is no way that is going longer than 2-3 months.
Well, then the timing on laid out is perfect. You have him show back up at Payback.
Yeah.
And screw Cena or whatever.
You could, I guess, do it at Money in the Bank.
And then at Money in the Bank and SummerSlam, they can have a couple matches and be done with it.
Yeah. I don't know. That does raise an interesting question. What happens to Punk after Mania? Because Punk is taking time off. WWE is already... he's not advertised for Extreme Rules. He's not advertised for any TV tapings leading up to Extreme Rules.
Shows.
Yeah. So, I mean, Punk is being pulled, which, I mean, dude totally deserves it. That can be a question that's raised at a different time and day.
The next episode in Near Fall. So
exactly, because
we both have John Cena.
Yeah, I guess we'll do a quick recap. We're both taking Wade Barrett to beat The Miz.
John Cena to defeat The Rock. Del Rio.
Mm-hmm, to beat Swagger.
Undertaker.
To beat Punk. The Shield. To beat the Faces. I'm taking Ryback. You're taking Mark Henry.
Yes.
I'm taking Team Hell No. And are you taking Ziggles? And
I'm taking Ziggles and Fun Time.
All right.
That's why I'm calling that group now, Ziggles and Fun Time.
I like that. I would watch that on Saturday
morning. Saturday morning, yeah. With a bowl of sugary cereal.
Fruity Pebbles. Since we are talking about John Cena and The Rock.
I like what's the one with the leprechaun and the marshmallows? Lucky Charms.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm
taking Bork Laser.
I'm taking Triple H. We're both taking Fandango. And then I'm taking Team Road Scholars.
I'm going with the Road Scholars too, remember?
Yeah, okay, so we differ on what, two matches?
We differ on Lesnar, Triple H, and Ryback, Mark Henry.
And we were going to differ on the Shield and the versus the three guys, but apparently I made my point so well, I swayed
such
you to believe in the Shield.
Such a good cogent point.
Believe in the Shield.
All right, so we'll be back next week with a WrestleMania Reaction podcast.
Yeah, check out buttmunchchips.com. I would say starting Monday morning, I'm going to do my damnedest to get it up. Very early Monday morning after editing it, we'll just have to see. But Monday, Tuesday is going to be when you're going to be able to check that out. Then we'll be back probably a week after that with the next episode of Near Fall Radio here on the Butt Munch Chips Network. So for my tag team partner, Ravishing Will Rab, I'm Landon Doan. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Near Fall Radio.